Now you will hear segment three.
In today's final segment of Learning from the Experts, we'll be hosting Karen Merton, a leading intelligence historian. She's here today to tell us about an interesting new spy museum, which apparently has been hailed as the best little spy museum you'll never see. Karen, why all the secrecy?
Well, as you might suspect, the CIA is involved. The agency decided to celebrate the 40th anniversary of its Directorate of Science and Technology by revealing a few dozen of its secrets. Unfortunately, the exhibit is located inside CIA headquarters near Washington, D.C., so access is strictly limited to CIA employees and guests. Exhibits include a camouflage jungle transmitter, a robotic catfish, a remote-controlled dragonfly, and a small camera which was strapped to the chests of pigeons that were released over enemy targets as recently as the 1970s. Needless to say, the secret gadgets currently used by the CIA are left to the imagination of visitors.
So we can't go to the museum, but as I understand it, you've been given permission to talk about what's on display. Let's start with a camouflaged jungle transmitter. How did that work?
Well, the CIA secret gadget makers were tasked with inventing a listening device for use in the Asian jungles. The trick was to disguise it so the enemy wouldn't pick it up and examine it. So they came up with a device that was designed to look like tiger droppings.
You're joking.
Not at all. And the clever guys worked. Who would touch such a thing? The fist-sized brown transmitter detected troop movements along the trails during fighting in the Vietnam War.
And what about the camera-toting pigeons?
Photo missions with pigeons became possible in the 1970s, only after the CIA developed a camera weighing only as much as a few coins. An earlier test with a heavier camera in the skies over Washington failed after 2 days when the overburdened pigeon was forced to make its way home on foot. As surveillance technology improved, the need for pigeons diminished. They're pretty passé now.
Well, why is that?
Well, it appears that the agency is beginning to lean more on robotics, as is evident in some of the other exhibits. Take Charlie, for example. The remarkably realistic swimming robo-catfish, which was developed in 2000. The spy agency still won't disclose much about its current mission, but experts speculate that it was designed in part to collect water samples near suspected chemical or nuclear plants. Charlie was made to resemble a channel catfish commonly found in rivers worldwide, and experts say he's amazingly lifelike, with a slight exception of his oversized pectoral fins. When you look at him from above, it's difficult to distinguish him from live catfish, which I might add has proven to be a disadvantage of sorts. Apparently Charlie looks so much like the real thing that there's a danger of him being attacked and eaten by predators.
Have they had any other luck with robotics?
Well, they're keeping their cards pretty much to their chests on that one, but they do admit to a few failures. A while ago, for example, they invented a remote-controlled dragonfly for delivering tiny listening devices outside windows. Quite clever, actually. A bug carrying a bug. The Insectohopter, as it was called, was propelled by a miniature engine built by a watchmaker, but they couldn't get it to fly straight in winds, so it didn't work out.
What role do you think the Science and Technology Directorate will play in the future of the agency?
Well, it's difficult to say. The Science and Technology Directorate is among the CIA's largest units. It was held in the highest esteem for more than a dozen years, until the end of the Cold War in 1976. But experts say its internal influence has declined since then. Their continuing success will no doubt depend on their ability to develop devices that are even more clever and harder to detect than in the past.
Now you will hear questions 46 through 50. 46. Why is the museum being held as the best spy museum you'll never see? Forty-seven. What was the jungle transmitter designed to do? Which statement best describes the current role of pigeons in the CIA's arsenal of weapons? Which gadget is described as being the least successful? Which statement best sums up what the radio guest says about the current status of the CIA's Science and Technology Directorate? That is the end of listening test 4.